Good morning, good Friday morning, and have a great weekend. Question really for you, and I'd love to know the answer. Do you compile a list of things to do in the morning, or do you compile your list the night before? And maybe you don't compile any list at all. I don't compile a list every day. I put in meetings that I have to go to into my diary. But some days I just wing it. I know that there are things I have to do other than the meeting or meetings. But today is a day when I'm going to compile a list. And I haven't compiled a list. And one of the things I find very useful, I think, I has worked in the past, is to compile a list by audio first. And then it becomes easier to jot it down on a bit of paper. So here goes. I'm going to do my Friday list. Literally the doing of it, I think, is going to make it easy when I sit down and stop driving the car, as I am. So in no particular order, just randomly as they come into my head, here's the list with some explanations of its importance on my list today. Okay, Donal Cahillan. I'm hoping to meet him and have a cup of coffee with him. He's doing something very big in Cork with two other people. At least I think it's two. And it's going to make a wonderful difference. And to things and people that I'm interested in. So I'd like to see if he's free for a cup of coffee. Ken Curtin, he's another one. Wasn't able to meet me earlier in the week, but you never know, he might be free and feeling like a meeting today. So I'm actually on my way to a cafe. Not sure where I'm going to park. I want to find a very cheap car parking place. Not that easy in Cork. Okay, there are two meetings I want to fix up. They would just be catching up meetings sort of thing. I want to revisit a document I'm working on, which is a pro forma for how to write the brand story for a business. Could be a brand story for an individual, but it's a brand story. The brand story I'm talking about is a story which would have everything in it that you could possibly need for the website, for an interview by a journalist, for an article in a magazine, for a blog post, for sending out pieces of audio, maybe Anchor or Audio Boo or SoundCloud, or for sending out tweets, for doing Facebook pages, and also for making presentations. So basically everywhere you have to, a company would have to communicate about itself, everything would be in the brand story. So the brand story might be actually quite a substantial document. And one way of compiling it is to do audio interviews with people, critical people who work in the business, and then either transcribe them or have them on file so that they can be put as they can be embedded in a website. So what does all that mean? It means I want to take out the draft I have, I want to look at it again, and I want to top and tail it so that it will look very presentable to somebody who hasn't had the opportunity, or I haven't had the opportunity, to explain to them what it's all about. So it could kind of stand on its own two feet. I'm doing it on Google Docs. There are a few things. What else do I have to do today? I have photographs in iPhoto and I need to delete them. I think the first thing I need to do is to go into my iPhoto and give myself a specific length of time, because, God, you can be forever fiddling around with photographs. And that's before I think of cropping any of them. I don't use Photoshop, and I don't know how to, do things with the balance or whatever it's called, the something balance, and I don't know how to do that. But I'd like to do some of that because I have, particularly, I suppose, in the short run, I have a load of stuff from the holiday in Italy during the summer, and I'd like to get in touch with those again. I want to put some poetry on my blog. Yes. Some more poetry on my blog. Ideally, I'd love to put a new poem on my blog every day, but I never seem to do that. So maybe I'll say to myself, I want to put 3 poems a week on my blog. I mean, much more realistic target, which I might actually exceed and feel that I had kind of under-promised myself and over-delivered. Or maybe it's quite enough to do 3. Anyway, I want to, because I'm working on, I say to myself, I'm working on my next collection. But working on means just adding poems from the past to my blog. Actually, that'll be handy because then the only place I'll need to look to decide. I think I'm probably looking for about 40 poems, although some of them will be long, so that would get me down to about 30. I certainly want 30. As a short list, I haven't worked out how many pages that would be. I think they go on, 16 pages, 32 pages, 64 pages. I think that's kind of how many pages you have to have in a real, what do they call it? In a paper book. But I haven't yet decided. Perhaps I might produce an e-book, a shorter e-book, and do what Chris Brogan has started doing, producing short ebooks rather than, and producing them much more frequently. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, there's stuff to be done about that. Who have I promised anything to that I mean meant to have it done by today? Well, I know I have to go back home at some stage and pay a very nice Polish lady for doing something for me. And that means I have to get cash out of the bank. So I got to go to the bank, get cash. Yeah. I also better do some shopping in my local supermarket because we're low on food. Anyway, we're practicing being low on food until the middle of September. That's not why I've given up, that's not why I've given up alcohol for September, but it's actually saving money, which is good. What else do I have to do today? I think I've dealt with essentials. And I think I'm into the nice to do. Dividing a to-do list into essentials and desirable is one of the things I learned years ago and tried to help other people to learn. Similarly, too, if you're selecting somebody for a job, you list all the essentials that they must have, and if they don't have them, they don't either get shortlisted if they don't have all the essentials. If in an interview or a test of some sort that you give people before selecting them, if they prove not to have something essential, you don't even consider them at all. In other words, you don't select somebody who nearly has the essentials. If you have a good list, you've thought about it, the desirables are clearly the things that are desirable. It's pretty obvious. Oh yes, on Anchor. On Anchor, I want, that's an audio app where you can do communications and I can put up 2-minute slots. I want to put up a piece of opera that lasts 2 minutes. I'm kind of running a thing called the Anchor Opera Club. Well, I'm trying to build it up, actually. So the best way to build up something is to be regular and reliable so that people can build you into their, or build what you're doing into their schedule. So, you know, start the day with a piece of opera. At the present, because most of the people who are interested in what I share about opera, they're in the Western Hemisphere, if you like. They're in Australia. The other way. They're in the United States of America, and I don't think I've got anyone from Canada. Pity that. Oh, yes, I do. I have Jane Boyd, who's over in Vancouver. She sometimes listens, but she's up to her eyes producing a book written by Liz Strauss, which goes under the hashtag LizBook on everywhere. And she, and I'm trying to help a bit, are trying to, you know, attract some enthusiasm and desire for the book before, I think on the 17th of September, it becomes available on Kindle and also in hard copy. So I want to be in touch with Jane Boyd today to see what I can do. Oh yes, I also want to read some more of William Ryan's book, The Constant Soldier, because I'm going to write a review of it, and I don't know when I last wrote a review of a novel. Maybe I've never done it. And in fact, I started to record audio notes, which I could use. You know, I have an audio file in draft here on Audioboo, and that means at least that I can do other things, forget what I thought about the book, and later on, over this weekend, I better finish it this weekend. You know, if I could have read all the book. Oh, it's very good so far. It's historical. There's rich writing in it. Very good. And he's very good at maintaining intrigue. Yeah, you'd be kind of wondering, what the hell is going on here? But the writing is so good that instead of putting the book down in the first few pages saying, well, nobody's been killed, what's the point of this book? You're gripped by the situation. He's more a situationalist, I'll call it, as a writer, so far, I would say, than a character writer. Yeah, he describes actions and places very, very well, and his timing. Yeah, that's it. You can't be intriguing unless your timing is good. Yeah, if you get the timing wrong and people don't have time to get intrigued, get the timing wrong and people are kind of bored by the time they get to, you know, what's going on or something, or who did it. Okay, I think, God, I hope I don't have a longer list when I look at it properly. But there's bound to be some any other businesses. So if you've listened this far, I really was serious when I asked the question, you know, do you compile a list and how do you compile it? And so if you feel like contacting me and telling me, I'm curious to know what other people do like. And kind of that's why I did this, a piece of audio, and will share it, because I know that a lot of people are curious and they quite like to know what people are doing in their lives. I'm stuck at a traffic lights in front of Cork City Hall, and I'm actually on a bridge and I'm about to turn right now, and it's raining here, and there are a hole, and I need to clear my windscreen, and I think I'll go to Cafe Beva to start with. Yeah. And then I'll spend an hour and a half there. I'll renew my parking ticket and then I'll go to another place in town. And then I'll go back home again. So that's the kind of structure of the day. I won't do anything today to earn money. I'm trying to think if I will. The work on the story, the brand story, that will earn me money in the longer run. And I might ring my other client, Trevor Winkworth, in Hand Guides, in order to get something off him that only he can get. Okay, have a great, great day. Have a great weekend. It's Paul O'Mahony saying that. Bye for now.